Thanks so much for tuning into live election coverage on Aspen Public Radio. I know you want the results as soon as they come, and so we are gathering them up for you. Pick and count results are just now coming in. We'll return to those in just a minute. We are getting reports both from the Colorado Democrats and from the Denver Post that the governor's race is being called for Jared Polis, though it's a narrow 51% to 44%. Currently, with results in, reporter Wyatt Orm was just with the Garfield County Democrats at their watch party in Glenwood Springs. He had a conversation with their chair, Gretchen Brogdon. Let's have a listen.
What have the Garfield County Democrats been up to for the past 2 years?
Quite a bit, actually.
Tell me about it.
So, you know, I think it's been obvious that all sorts of folks have been getting involved in the electoral process the past 2 years. And I would say any wins we have tonight and in the next few days is really because of a lot of different people coming together. The Garfield County Democrats have focused primarily on providing the space for multiple views and issues to come together and for people who aren't typically involved in the political process to learn canvassing skills and plug into support from others who have done it for a long time, because most of the people with us have a lot of experience and have been through a lot of elections, and they've really become a nice foundation for those of us new to this to feel confident we can do this, and to give us confidence that with every ebb and flow of the political scene, it does keep moving and there's still hope. And so we've really become that, I think, for the community, and then leaned into all the partnerships with the other groups that are doing their really good work too.
Yeah. A lot of people talk about kind of like, you know, this kind of growing democratic energy. Do you sense that here? Is that something that you sort of can feel yourself?
There's definitely a growing energy to become active and to show up and to connect what's happening in Washington to what happens here locally. And people are finding their power to do that.
Election night, it's a midterm election night. We were even just saying that that there's an awful lot of like energy for a midterm. What are you hoping for tonight?
Oh, so many things. We laughed because we made lists of all the wins that we're watching across the country, because frankly, almost any of them will make us feel like that the last 2 years of endless nights and phone calls and marches and everything that's just kept us up at night, any of these wins will be meaningful to folks. And by the looks of the early voter turnout, we've got a good chance of making an impact here.
Uh-huh. And so what are you referencing? Do you think that there are more Democrats showing up than have been in previous elections?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we're tracking the numbers all day today. The Democrats in this county have shown up higher than they showed up at the primary. And right now it's looking like higher than they've shown up ever in our midterms. So, I mean, I have to go back multiple years, but in the recent years, we are having a higher percentage of our Democrats showing up. On top of that, the unaffiliated voters are showing up, and that's over a third of our county are unaffiliated. And we've been engaging with them directly this whole last year, so I'm hoping that will turn out in our favor.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's just a total toss-up when we think about the unaffiliated vote? Is it just a either-or, have no idea?
No, I don't think that. I think, and this is some by some statistical analysis and some by our experience out knocking doors and talking to people and engaging people in all the events throughout the year, we have more left-leaning unaffiliateds in this county than people are paying attention to. Folks haven't been voting, or, you know, we opened an office in Rifle this year, and we have had more and more people show up to that office, come in during the day, and say, thank you for showing up here. We didn't know there was anybody else in this area, when there are thousands of Democrats and left-leaning progressives in those in Western Garfield, and people who really care about their communities. And so those folks were finding each other at the office, and we're really able to turn out and knock doors in ways that we've not been able to do before.
Gretchen Brogdon, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
And we are here at Aspen Public Radio with some new updates from Pitkin County. The preliminary results are in, and Patty Clapper for county commissioner has retained her seat with 62% of votes, coming in early. Also, Kelly McNicholas Curry with 100%. She was running unopposed. For county assessor, we're seeing Deb Bamesberger leading Mick Ireland
by 63% to 37%. We'll bring you more coming up.